So the next question we have.
This is an anonymous question, and it's, can stars light the sky forever? It's quite a sweet question, isn't it?
Mm.
When we look up into the night sky, we're seeing light that was actually emitted a very long time ago. It takes such a long time to travel to our eyes, so it's like looking back in time. And actually, there are lots of places in this woodland where we can look back in time. And the ferns growing here are a really good example of that. So on this lovely old oak tree, we've got these little ferns that are sprouting along this mossy branch, and they're called polypody ferns. And looking at ferns is like looking back in time, because ferns were around 380 million years ago. They were the first plants to develop a vascular system and to develop roots for transporting water. But otherwise, they're very primitive in terms of their reproduction. They don't have pollinators. And there are all sorts of myths around how the fern reproduce. But actually, they produce spores, often on the backs of the fronds. You can see these little rusty-coloured sort of circles on some of these polypody ferns here.
Little sequins.
Yeah, uh-huh. Sometimes look like they've been sewn in by a sewing machine or something.
The mosses are even older. So we used to think about 400 million years old. We now think probably around 500 million years ago, the mosses and the liverworts were among the first plants to colonise land. So in terms of living forever, obviously the actual lifespan of these individual organisms is quite short, but the species has been around for an incredibly long time and hasn't really changed very much at all in that time either.
Thinking about forever, the idea of immortality, processes of living and dying, which in plants, they have less defined edges than they do in animals. Life is just shifting through these processes and never actually going away.
Our sense of our own mortality is very linear. But if we enter into any other species, and particularly plants, we see how cyclical it is, and how much death is a necessity for so many other species' survival.
So there's a lot of deadwood here. It's a good sign of a healthy woodland, actually. That deadwood is still providing a habitat on which the mosses and fungi are growing, and invertebrates are living and feeding.
So in a way, the process of death and death itself provides opportunities for life.
Yeah, absolutely. So aging actually makes it a richer habitat, providing more life for different organisms.
What's powering everything is the light from our own star, our own sun. Loosely speaking, you could say that plants are light becoming material and then cycling into everything else.
It's a nice connection with the original question and the star. So yeah, the energy from the sun lasting, you know, in our own plants, and then going into the soil and sustaining other creatures. And obviously that in itself is still finite, but as far as we're concerned, and
it's a really long time.
Yes, hopefully it's a very long time. Yeah.